Voters have never before recalled two state legislators in one election day. It trimmed the Senate's Republican majority from 19 to 14 to just 17 to 16. And yet, listening to Republicans talk about last night's results, there was no mistaking that they were happy with how things went. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling won her race by an 8% margin over Democrat Sandy Pasch. Darling described yesterday's races as the latest string of victories for Republicans that started last year and continued through the April Supreme Court election.
They said in April, come on, we're with you. And this election, they said, we're with you. So let's have the end of this division and dissension in Wisconsin. Let's move on for our citizens and grow jobs in this economy. Enough of this dissension.
Senator Luther Olson of Ripon was thought to be another possible pickup for Democrats. The normally laid-back incumbent held on by a 4% margin, or about 2,000 votes, over Baraboo Democratic challenger Fred Clark.
Well, we did it!
This was a race where Olson and Clark were besieged by attack ads that questioned their records, their judgment, and their character. It was a first for Olson, who had previously run unopposed.
This is the first time I ever ran against a Democrat. It was sort of fun. Well, maybe not, but...
In western Wisconsin, La Crosse Democrat Jennifer Schilling solidly defeated Republican incumbent Dan Kopenke by about a 10% margin. Kopenke had eluded Democrats in previous elections. Schilling told her supporters that Wisconsin's deep polarization had planted the seeds of arrogance, cynicism, and outrage.
What we have harvested here tonight is a crop that yields change, balance, and the restoration of the ideals of the state that has seen itself thrown into the national spotlight.
In addition to Schilling's win, Democrat Jessica King also defeated Republican incumbent Randy Hopper by a little over 1,200 votes in a district that includes Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Like the other winners, she said her constituents wanted senators to focus on jobs.
They want to see things done. They recognize that we're in a recession and that obviously job creation is the issue. So they just want to make sure that their representatives are actually sitting at the table.
The remaining two races weren't even close. Green Bay Republican Senator Robert Coles defeated Democrat Nancy Nussbaum by a 20% margin. And Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf defeated Democrat Shelley Moore, a teacher from Ellsworth, by nearly the same spread. The results left everyone asking, what next? Senate Republican Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was looking ahead to the two remaining recalls involving Democratic senators.
Well, first, we'll see what happens next Tuesday. I expect that we'll either win one or both seats.
Even if neither Democrat falls, the Senate remains in GOP hands for at least the remainder of this year. There is a chance that next year, legislators elected in 2010 could face recalls. Fitzgerald downplayed the possibility.
Yeah, I think there might be some organic kind of movement from the grassroots of people that just want to recall, you know, legislators. But the difference will be I don't think you'll see the national unions engaged like they have been in these.
Whether Governor Scott Walker will face recall remains an open question. Just gathering the signatures is no easy task. But while these Senate recalls were fought on largely Republican turf, Walker would face a statewide electorate that has shown in recent years it's very comfortable changing its mind. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.